Preview.
Winker, you've been MIA for a little while, buddy.
I'm glad to be back.
Man, this is episode 104, the season finale.
So out of 100
a lot and... of season finales this last week. Power Book 3, let's see, Billions. What else? One or two other good shows that had their season finales. Season not so good for the Marlins.
Well, I want to talk about that.
65 and 95.
What did they didn't finish in last?
Yep. Second to last.
Right. So the wise guys were not right. I forgot to look up beforehand, but they had them as last.
Yeah. Dead last. Fifth in the division.
And we finished ahead of that.
Yep.
And, you know, it was interesting. I was at the Saturday game. You were at Sunday.
Sunday. Yep. I went with my fiance, her grandson, and her son. It was his very first baseball game. Logan. Wow. He's three. He's going to be four this month. And he freaked out. But his main focus the whole time, well, there are two focuses. One was the girl sitting behind us that was a cute girl, but he was basically stalking her.
Ah, that's funny.
And then the mermaids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we were sitting right down in section 24 all the way down H. So the mermaids, when they come out, they come out right behind
us. Yeah.
So he freaked out on that. But his main focus was Billy the Marlin.
Yeah, they love. And I got to tell you, I'm going to tell you, I had a heartbreaking moment. It wasn't Saturday, but it was about 2 weeks before that. I was there with my daughter, 8 years old. And she said to me, "I don't think Billy's real."
Really?
And it was great because it was so sad that that's almost over, you know?
Dang.
And I said to her, and I was like, "What are you talking about? Billy's real. Of course he's real." And she's looking at me super suspicious. Then it was interesting because we always go get our picture.
Yeah, it's Billy's Boathouse. Yeah, fifth inning. Yeah.
And we were there, and she was so happy to see him, you know? Yeah. And I was like,
"I wonder if asked him."
I did. I said, "Billy, she's got something to ask you." And she says, "Billy, are you real?" And he did great, you know, because, you know, obviously he can't talk.
No.
And he did the like... Yeah, I'm real.
Real.
And it was so funny seeing her face.
This hot ass suit's real.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The 200 degree suit I'm
wearing. So you got some more time before that that happens.
Yeah. He's not gonna, I think he'll actually believe Billy's real forever.
I believe
I know.
And I'm sorry, I'm not being rude. I was just gonna share my share our live broadcaster. Yeah, I believe Billy's real. I gotta tell you, I was very...
Now Billy changes.
You know, of course,
like different people become Billy.
I was
take
really
over the role because remember, I had the guy,
yeah,
that the was actual the original
the previous Billy. Yeah, they got fired,
he did get fired.
I will tell you, the Saturday night was very special. I went with some friends from out of town. One was a woman from Tampa.
Did they do the fireworks?
Yes, well, let me tell you, okay. So it was crazy, it was a crazy cool game. The crowd was into it, Marlins were winning. I don't know what it was, I think people just sensed it was at the end of the season. Marlins played well. It was an exciting game.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the game, like, you know, they start opening the roof. Everyone's super excited, you know, because it's like that's the, you know, the thing about the Saturday games. It's great because it starts at 6.
Yeah.
So it's not too late. You know, it's 9:30, 10 o'clock. The game's
like
over.
That Sunday game. Normally those are at 1. This one was at 3 o'clock. So it was different, but
a little bit
still pretty cool. But the roof was closed.
So they opened the roof, which I have to tell you, so I have a couple of reactions to it. First of all, you know how fast that roof opens fast.
Yeah.
15 minutes, 10 minutes. And then it was kind of frustrating because it was like, it felt so nice. I'm like, man, we should be opening this roof.
More often.
Yeah. That's exactly how I felt. I was like, you know what? This is pleasant sitting here. Like it wasn't unpleasant on a night game.
Right.
And oh my God, the fireworks were amazing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, they were
awesome.
Saw the
photos and video.
And then it even gets better because afterwards they had a mariachi band. I need to send you the video.
Was it Mexican Heritage Night?
Mexican Heritage Night. And they didn't. I wish they did more of, you know, during the game. Like the only reason I knew it was Mexican Heritage Night is I saw some of the fans with these cool green, tricolor.
Nice.
Tricolor Marlins hats and the shirts. Like the colors actually look kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it made me think of like, we don't have a single MLB team that uses those colors, right?
Not one.
Like the closest is the A's.
Yeah.
But it was like, it looked cool. Like the colors were cool. The green, it was kind of like the green. And then they used kind of the, I think they used like the fluorescent green that you sometimes see their soccer team use, plus the red and the black. Cool. It looked cool.
And did they have like Mexican food?
I didn't see it. That's the thing. I didn't see it. But at the end, outside, you know, where the cargo things are, they set up a big stage and they did a mariachi band. And that mariachi band was rocking. It was like, and like, and all those Mexican fans were there singing along with the song.
Were they
like,
holding up the flag? I don't know the songs.
Oh yeah, it was awesome. It was really cool. It was a cool.
Yeah.
The post game concert was cool. I mean, I
now did you take your daughter Rapkowski into the little thing where you, it's We've that's that. Actually where they film the player intros in that container.
Yeah.
It's so all cool. Lit up with 305 Marlins and red, white, and blue. It's
pretty bad. I love it. No, she can't.
I went in there, took some pictures.
She won't go. I mean, she won't leave until you do it. And it's like this big old line and you just stand. She wants her shots.
Yeah, yeah.
Wants her picks. She gotta get on the gram, you know?
Yeah.
So one thing
iGram, which was down yesterday.
Yeah.
Suspiciously.
I have to
be careful because we might get doxxed.
I have to give a shout out to Shayla, who is kind of like the coordinator for the hype people, Ashley and Mike B. Mm-hmm. So she walks around there. And so one day I'm there and my daughter goes, "That's Coach Shayla." And I'll show you who she is. You've seen her. She's always hanging around with that crew. They're kind of directing the activities. And goes up, gives her a hug. And it took me a minute to recognize her in a different outfit, but she's my daughter's dive instructor at the University of Miami. My daughter did dive camp. She was one of the instructors there. So it made me think about, because like Ashley, shout out to Ashley, Mike B. I mean, they're so good at what they do. And like Ashley, you know, works as like a student activity coordinator at a school. I don't know what Mike B does, but I mean, this is just their fun job, you know?
Yeah. And it's a cool job, dude. All he does is hang out with mermaids. Pretty much.
They kill it. I love that crew. I think Ashley's great. It just like, and it's like, you know, it's, I don't like, you know, you and I've talked about like, we're more old school. Like, I don't like how loud it constantly is between innings and stuff, but I do like the fan interactions and the things that they do.
You mean the DJ?
I don't mind the DJ. It's just, oh my God, it seems so loud for a baseball game to me. And listen, I've been to the DR. Like, I get it. You know, like in the DR, they blasted. Those girls are dancing on front of the dugout every time. But I don't know. I just don't ever think of like, I mean, you know, and it's terrible because I think of football. I want it loud. I want it screaming. But baseball has always been.
It's more a gentleman's
game. I still can't get used to just that constant. Like, as soon that last out, it's like, blah, 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 you know, like,
but that's Miami. Like, that's our whole like persona of being Miami.
And it's funny you say it because I heard Crowder from Hockman and Crowder show, Jonathan Crowder, the former Dolphins Gators linebacker. And he was saying about how much he likes going to Marlins Park. Yeah. And it was funny because it's like, it's popular to bash the Marlins. And it's like, I love going to that park. Like, I love being there. I love the park.
Super easy to get there. You can park in a home plate garage, walk right, take the elevator, boom, you're in.
It's funny because he was complaining because he was like, you know, I come down from Broward and he's like, I get off that exit. Like, oh, it's like a war zone. You know, he's like, where do I go? And those of us that live there, you know, it's five minutes from my house.
Yeah.
Like I park.
I have to take the turnpike, but then get off at 17. Yeah.
So you know where I'm at. I mean, I come up 17, you know, I come up 22nd. I park in the neighborhood
there. You could ride a Segway from your house.
Yeah. I could walk.
Segway. Talk about this.
But here's the thing. But just like, you know, user friendly. Like I park for free. Like I, you know, like it's so there's parking. It's so easy to go. So I don't know. I was reflecting on like I really enjoyed the season.
Yeah.
And so let's get into the season.
Yeah, yeah. And before I even do that, I had a ritual. With Sunday 1 o'clock games. We went early. We went to Rinconcito Mexicano on 23rd. Yeah,
place is great.
And Gallocho, and that place is killer. Best tacos, best birria, best all the traditional Mexican things. Have a jarritos, have a michelada. But that was like the pregame to go in every game. And this time we didn't do it because we had the Logan with us, and it was a little later in the day. But those traditions are pretty cool. And you always, there are places around down there that you'll see people wearing Marlins gear getting ready to go to the game, and they're supporting their local restaurants.
Hey, let me, George Gonzalez is saying we're a black screen.
How can we be a black screen?
George, are we fixed? I saw your comment a few minutes ago.
Oh, no. Oh, he said it.
We're up.
That's in the beginning of the show. Come on, George. What's wrong with this guy? All right, so what was cool on Sunday is they gave the minor league MVP awards.
After the game? Before the game?
Before the game.
Cool.
And well, I'll just talk about single, double, and triple A. Obviously, Griffin Conine hit 35 home runs at Beloit and then moved up to Pensacola, where he did have some strikeout issues, but he was the MVP for single A. For double A is a guy that you really liked and highlighted, and I was more a J.J. Bleda fan. Peyton Burdick blew up Pensacola, yeah. Ended up getting a chance to play in Jacksonville, and then Sweet Lou Lewin Diaz, who's already been to the show, got it for the Jumbo Shrimp. And it was pretty cool. They were all there, and then they were in a box up, you know.
That's awesome. That's cool they brought him in.
Shaking hands with all the big
wins. That's our future right there, man. I mean,
yeah, yeah. And you got to think that we're pretty deep in the outfield. We got Peyton Burdick. We got Brian De La Cruz. We got Jesus Sanchez.
I was thinking about it because, like, you think about it, at the All-Star break, we got rid of our entire outfield.
Yep.
And
pisses me off because Starling Marte, leading the league, entire league, not just the American, in stolen bases with 47 stolen.
But what's interesting, too, because it's just like I read in the Herald today, did a great summary of the season and compared it to everybody else. And, you know, I think our pitching was like 12th in the league. And it was something like, you know, eight of those teams ahead of us made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right. So like our pitching.
And
was
it would have been better than 12th, but Pablo spent the second half of the season on the injured list with the rotator cuff.
Sixto was out.
He played. Yeah. He started on Sunday. He only went an inning and two thirds. I'm sure they just wanted to get him out there for the final one. He was finally back to be able to pitch. It almost looked like he was like tearing up as he came off the field. Mm. Like he left. He finally got a chance to come back. He pitched well, allowed one run, and looked like he's going to be one of the top, you know, our top three guys. And you got to think Jesus Luzardo is going to make that, because that kid is pretty dang good. And then you got Max Meyer and some of these other young guys coming up. I think our pitching is going to be.
But that's the thing. So tell me
five or six in the
league. Like, I'm excited about the team. It was interesting. I heard the comments, and, you know, it was a disappointing season. And I get all that. I mean, we hit the, you know, they were talking about that one losing streak we have in May, June. You know, it was
10-11 games in a row.
It was bad. But it was interesting because I am enthusiastic about the team. And it's like, we can get some bats going. But that really was the Herald's analysis. It was interesting. They had some criticisms of our base running, which is like, we had a lot of stolen bases, but a lot of picked off runners, which I, you know, was an interesting observation. But it really was the hitting. Our hitting sucked.
Yeah.
And we've got, you know, we need some bats.
Yeah. Runners in scoring position hitting was piss poor. So yeah, I think, and then look, Jeter's already said they're going to be super active in the off season, getting some players, some free agents and things like that to shore up the
this
lineup.
Is, but I got to tell you something. This is the, you know, they don't want to, like, they try to do everything they can to kind of distance themselves from the past. But, you know, that Marlin, that 2003 World Series, like, this is how you build it, man. It was just these young, cheap players.
Mm-hmm.
You trade off a few, you keep building.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you got a decent team.
Similar to what the team that I think is going to win the American League Championship Series in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I think they're going to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
So playoff baseball starts tonight. Play-in game, basically, to hated rivals. And we usually have the stools here, Sox and Yankees. I don't know, they're in the kitchen. Not sure what happened to those. But I think – it's Eovaldi pitching for Boston, and then Garrett Cole for the Yankees. 8 o'clock start.
And none of that matters. They'll pull every one of those pitchers. Like, you're gonna, you know, like,
I
love.
If you get
this
in
stuff.
Any trouble, you're out.
Like, it doesn't matter who starts, because there's gonna be
Garrett
12
Cole
pitchers.
Will not finish the game.
They're gonna
really Eovaldi.
It's gonna be interesting, and then that's, you know, the thing is, one-off baseball like that is always tough, because, you know, it's my ace versus your ace. And it'll be interesting to see if one of them is on a lockdown game, and just that'll make short work of it. But I love the play-in baseball. The purists don't like it, but
I love it.
We couldn't decide in 162 games, so here we go. We're going to decide it one game.
One game. This is it. And the National League one is equally intriguing in Dodgers and St. Louis.
Yeah.
So, and that should be a pitching battle, 2-1 game or something like that. But I still think Tampa is the strongest team, not only in American League, but should be able to pull it off. And I think it's probably going to be against the Giants.
It's very interesting. One of the people we went to the game with is a reporter in Tampa, and she was, so she goes to games at Tropicana, she's like, and for her to see the experience, like the difference experience at Marlins Park, how awesome it is. So basically I was like, y'all maybe about to win the World Series again, but we know how to party.
That's it. So I think, look, we suffered through injuries at the beginning of the season. We saw some of these key players get hurt and take a long time to come back. And then some of them bouncing on and off the IL. So I think that hurt us for the most part. And there just wasn't any like cohesive team that we weren't putting out the same product every day on the ball field. And I think it's difficult as a player to be able to have that gel, that thing moving, that the momentum and just the dynamics of being out with the same guys every day. So I think what we come back with, I'm not sure about catcher, but I think obviously you're going to see Jesus at first. You're going to see Jazz at second. You're going to see Miggy at short. I think Asan Diaz may be the third baseman, and then a bunch of rookies in the outfield.
And a bunch of rookies.
With big bats.
Let's see who wants it.
Yeah, and who knows the catching spot.
Who wants to stay?
We got the kid we got from Atlanta, Jackson, that's pretty good.
I like that, dude. I like our new catcher. It's interesting.
I'll tell you what was cool. Another cool thing about Sunday, it was seeing Eddie Alvarez. He is just a bad dude.
Yeah, he's
period,
cool,
man. I mean, and fast as lightning.
Yeah.
If they could find a spot where he could just come in and pinch run or whatever, just a roster spot for him. But that guy, anybody that's got two silver medals in two different winter and summer games, yeah, crazy.
Well, the guys, it's
just, and he's a Miami guy, which is even more awesome.
It's just amazing. Yeah. I saw, he reminded me of, I saw a funny thing. It was an Asian kid on Twitter. But they showed this astronaut. Apparently, there's an astronaut that's a doctor, a Green Beret, a doctor, and then is now going to space. He's an astronaut.
Oh, cool.
And it just said, the guy said, as a Chinese-American kid, like my worst nightmare is that guy's mom being friends with my mom.
Nice.
And that reminds me of Eddie Alvarez.
Yeah.
Like what that guy in sports, like what he's done across the thing. Like it's just amazing.
Yeah. Been in the White House a couple times. Love the guy. But here's somebody else
baseball at this level. Like we know from watching Jordan try it years ago, from watching Tebow try it, he's Dion. Dion is a different level, but this guy can play. Like he is on, no one's given him anything. Like, he's not getting any benefit of the doubt. He's not a Jordan. He's not a Tebow that maybe gets some extra chances. They have nothing. They don't owe him anything. And he is on the verge. Like, he is right on the bubble.
I'd love to see him make the club next season, for sure. But talking about going to space, guess who's going to space also?
I saw that. William
Captain Shatter. Kirk. I can't wait for him to go up in the thing. And then all you hear on the radio is, Kirk out. That'd be awesome.
I think it's so
he's 90, the guy, but he looks like he's mine.
I love that he's doing that. It's so cool.
He's got the best plastic surgeon ever. All right, so let's talk about what we're going to come back in wintertime.
Listen, George Gonzalez is asking why you're not doing the Mainline Heat podcast, which I got to tell you something, George, is very interesting because it's like we are in such a bad spot with local sports, with the Canes. Canes are terrible. Dolphins, I think, are even worse.
Yeah, they're bad.
And, we're down to the Heat. Like, every Heat fan's like, every sports fan's looking at the Heat to have a good season and keep it interesting. So
hopefully they
it could be a long winter. Well, the Panthers, too. We'll see. But, we need the Heat to be good.
Right. So, looks like the bell is rung, my friend. Episode 104 in the books. We'll be back doing some hot stove for sure and talk about winter meetings and things that happen in the offseason. But, here we go again.
And we got to get,
I hope it's 95 and 65 next time. That'd be cool.
And we got to get, George, we got to get the merman or what were they called before
merman? That's Myrtle Beach. That's Kenny Powers.
No. The guys here that the big fat guys dancing at the Marlins games. You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
He was one of those guys.
He was the original.
Yeah, he was one of the dancers.
Oh, we got to get him in. He'll be maybe the first guest when we start the
process. Yeah, we need to do it and bring him in, and we need to make a push to get ourselves out there.
Awesome.
You'll be with the coconuts and the.
Oh yeah, why not? I have no shame at all. 104. Thanks, Denise. She's the best.
D Nice. Thank you.
Killing it. All right, go fish.
Bye, guys.